Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Domaszewski, and we are live in the Joliet, Illinois, at the Audubon Country Club, just about 1 hour southwest in Joliet, Illinois. Really easy to get to. Take the I-355 down to 88, go west, take a look around. When you get to the Chicagoland Motor Speedway, turn right on Laraway, then go down the hall a little bit there, about 2 miles, and come down south on Center Point to the Joliet Audubon Country Club. Right now, we want to say a very special, and I'm already up here, a very special happy Father's Day to Mr. McDonald and his family. And thanks for being here. And you're with your son today?
Both sons, yeah.
Both sons. What are their names?
Jason and Dax.
And what are you looking forward to here today? You see, you brought your daughter with you?
Yeah, it's my oldest daughter.
Oldest daughter?
Yep, she agreed to come along. And
what is your name?
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. You want to say hi to our troop?
Hi, troop.
There you go.
What are you guys, thanks for what you do for us, that we can be here today.
You're getting better than that. Okay, we're getting ready to go. Jeremy Scott's going to be with us in a minute. You can hear him coming in the background right now. Live. This young man's name is Jeremy Scott. Jeremy Scott, how are you?
Don't forget, we got a 3.5 hour race. Interesting, I think. It's going to be the set where now that we have conditions in our drive, we also got to watch out for the weather. We have worked with this National Weather Service Kansas shoot. It's been under so much, so weather, but watching the radar out to the west and southwest, these storms are popping up. So we may see a race where the track gets dry relatively, and then after a while, it's going to rain and get wet again. So the race gets wet, I think it's going to be...
Now, will they continue racing?
Oh, yeah, they'll continue racing. I think the race gets wet. It's going to be the story of the day. Now, the only way they won't continue racing is if they get, you know, definitely downpour or if lightning happens. So we got to keep our eye on the weather. But nonetheless, I think we're going to see a great race. Let's go ahead and get set up with our story lineup in just a second. Actually, I got to catch my breath. Quite a good walk.
And tell us a little bit here, Jeremy, about who you are and you actually work in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'm actually a traffic reporter, for those of you who don't know. You know, Jeremy on DBM and the other stations, but my true passion here is motorsports and been doing this for over 10 years now. So it's kind of quite amazing to stand back and think, well, 10 years I've been doing this, not just working in motorsports. So
what the hell are we doing? Trackside? Hey, we're at Trackside. I like Trackside.
Such a downpour you couldn't even see 50 feet across the parking lot.
sun came out. It's a beautiful day at AutobahnCC.com. Take a look at that. Already a spot right out in front of us here. What time is that? 10:03?
At 10:03, once again, we have a 75.
Okay, we're getting a report from the South Tower here. Hey, we want to remind everybody out there that if you want to listen to this show live, you can dial in at 909-202-8714, as we just did with Mr. McDonald over here, and listen to it. Also, go to AutobahnCC.com, and there are live cameras on the track right now.
Yeah, you can see turns 8, 2, 7, and 8. Also, 10, 11 are the two cameras where you can see. And if you even want to, you can even see the cars coming on 13, 14, and 15. Later on the race, that might be very helpful for what we're going to see.
Let's see if we can get that cell phone going. I'll pull it up on the screen at AutobahnCC.com. You can hear the cars on the track right
now. They're getting ready. We got the yellow caution flag is out right now. They're getting ready. Northern Star coming up here to qualify. I ride away in the front door. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. It's in the center here. Through the drivers right now for GSD Racing, Tom Collins, Ed Dunn, and Denny Hickman, and pit number 5.
Yeah, exactly. Taking a look at the Grand Prix car, Team Free Racing, they're following up Nash Midwest Curry. Team Free, Peter Nyström, and Jonathan Bonk, a great to see them here. Give a shout out to Nash Midwest and the Great Lakes Racing. Through Michael Holt, a couple of shows.
Weather,
Back to our back to where we were, great racing, Michael Day and Jeff Reed, and they're going to be Red Formiano.
Tony Kester!
Tony Kester, yeah. Hey, Dr. Day, Ted Kester next to the car right now. And if you're getting so it's tough, it looks like these days, you're going to put a few blocks of time out of your back on.
I want to make a special shout-out to the Pit Crew, DJ Largo, Dave Largo, Mike Cates, Jim Tarvish, Patricia Glennon, and Cheryl Williams in the pit for the ALM Team 55, Tony Kester and Doug Grinnett drivers. Coming up next.
And they'll be sure that they're going to get rid of Jim Morris and Art Zeitzman. They go with John Santiago and Joe Sarkson. I know he's here. They're in the number 52 up there as we keep an eye on the 177 pass underway.
Some friends here from the 2014 Enduro in November, coming back at number Danica Zenas, Bill Hamill, and Jim Keck, number 9, and another spin up. Let's see if we can describe that track. They come out of turn 1, do almost a half turn, a turnaround, fall to a slight back to the left, and boom, and it's dry. You can see it's almost right back here. What's the little one spot possibly out there?
Which is the name of the second star. Well, those who are your least GP5 cars, they're in Radicals. Let's go for the Radicals.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
It's a low-cost sports car. What would be a low-cost sports car? They run on motorcycle engine. Some actually use GP4 power. And we're going to launch the car to 341. As you see, a lot of that being picked up. Yeah, I can't tell the company. That area, I think, is pretty close to the hardest to drive because of those trees there. Now, when we get into weather conditions, it's going to make it a little bit easier. But prior conditions, it's not going to be easy at all. Eyes out, cars, they come down to 3 and 4, and
let's go through the last round point. Let's go to Big Dog Racing.
The Big Dog Racing is coming out by morning, which Nancy. Then we have the Scared Motorsports.
And tell folks what GT 12345 is.
Because Dennis back in the race.
Want to make sure to say hi to everybody and welcome for this day before Father's Day. Happy Father's Day for you with your sons and daughters out here today enjoying the Autobahn Country Club. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, go to the website at AutobahnCC.com. It's always Father's Day.
Now,
online
And it's all complete drive signature too. So
Simple. Back to the race. Back again, out of turn three, going to turn four. Still, still coming in about 20 to 30 miles an hour on that turn.
We've got the high performance
So the rate of the three game episode for the different type of structure A has a deer, watch it off the chicken shot move. Here's basically what we that's why we never reply. So I say, hey, check your mirrors, hold your line. There's someone around you who's not
they're bunching up, be careful.
Exactly.
Let's go back to the team standings again right now. Back to first. That's way through the hole though. Team last minute from Elmhurst, Illinois, number 501. Go ahead. We're looking at team last night, Dave Lowen, John Santiago, Joe Sullivan, number 50, GG2, Jeff Jorgensen, Jerry Rosenberger, Heather Clegg, Burke Martin, Jerry Sarsfield, and Dave Witz, waiting now anxiously to see what's going on with team last minute. Yellow flag still out. Jay here, we can't thank AutobahnCC.com for inviting us out today. We're going to go back through the teams one more time. GSD Racing with drivers Tom Collins, Ed Dunn, Denny Hipman. Number two, Maloof Racing, started in 19th position. Dave Maloof, Gary Hunsinger, driving a number seven Miata. Number three, Team Fry Racing, Ken Fry, Peter Nystrom, Justin McLaughlin, driving a number three, 944, starting in 14th position. Number Green Racing, Michael Bennett and Jeff Green in a Miata. Miata, starting in 17th position. Then, team ALM 55, Tony Chester and Doug Grummet, we mentioned earlier, starting in 5th position. It started at 9th position, ALM 50, Amy Whitcamper and Brett Stragan. Starting in 11th position, Danica Sennett, Stroham and Jim Keck. 7th position, A Affordable Auto Parts, Jim Morris and Art Seifert. And in 15th. Starting position, Team Will Smith, who's waiting for it right now. And if you go to AutobahnCC.com, you can look right on the track and see what's happening. Starting ninth position, AB Racing, Tom Roberts, Ken Millen, number 75. And number 11, Performance Fabrication, Tim Schreier. Schreier. And Chris Schreier, BMW 325 GT1. We're going now to starting third position and a GT1 pole. Weathered Design with Gary Collins, Matthew Weathered, Brian Weathered. Starting in sixth position, Area 51 Motorsports, Jamie Blakesman. and Rich Yeager, number 21. Starting at 10th position, straight whipping it, Ben Hasbrook, Brandon Gardner, Antoine Kumone, the number 300 card. Team Stradale 18, Ray Orrell and Kyle Laura. And then starting first position, Team Stradale, Francesco Davola, Nico Garabitis. In 18th position, Big Dog Racing, Bob Norian, and Mitch Nassify. Hope I'm saying that right. Starting in 6th position, Havoc Motorsports, Rob Rothstein, Tom O'Brien, Chris Surendick. In 8th position, starting H&H Racing, Tom Hurt, Jim Hammond, number 16, G23. And starting 20th position, soon to be updated, Old School Karting with Kurt Baldwin and Rob Mason. Cars coming back on the track. Let's see what we got here. Okay. What else we got here? Let's go back to home. Excuse me. And get a quick chance. We're going to take a walk down on the track here in just a minute. We're looking for, there it is, the positioning again. And in first place, Team Stradale, followed by number 55, ALM. Number 3, Area 51 Motorsports. Number 4, Team Stradale. Number 5, ALM Positions 50. Number 6, Green Racing. Number 7, H&H. Number 8, Straight with Me. Number 9, Performance Transportation. Number 10, Affordable Auto Parts. Number 11, AB Racing. Number 12, Old School Karting. Number 13, Big Dog. 14, GSD Racing. 15, Team Fly Racing. 16, Maloof Racing. 17, Danica's Dennis. 18th position, Havoc Motorsports. Number 19, Team Last Man. And number 20, Weather Design. Number 177. And still off the track right now.
Yeah, it's just off the team. They said driver's okay, but the car may be done. Almost guys for years, and
that's the Elmhurst guy.
That's the Elmhurst guy. So hopefully they get their car underway. Been watching some storms have been through the area, so
I think that weather will play a part in this probably into within the next half hour or so.
About 15 minutes.
We're going to take a walk down on the track. Just earlier today, we had another race going on, a motorcycle race. We met some great people. We're going to get a chance to be talking with them in a minute. And again, we want to say a special thanks to Jeremy Scott, Ron Daybish, Kevin Rogers, Mark Basso, everybody here. Tony Chester, he's driving today, so he's having a little bit of fun to come out there. And right now the truck, actually the tow truck, is going to be pulling the car up and off the track.
Indeed. So once we get that underway, safety crews are on the scene to remove the 501. Oh, I break myself. It's warm up here in the Chicago area, but nonetheless.
You need a turtleneck. You need an underarm turtleneck.
No. I've got one of those. That keeps me warm throughout the year. So, I know I'm trying to slim down, but I don't need to slim down that fast. Who's removing the 501? You went through the lineup again. Interesting to see what happens in the next couple minutes. Like I said, green field play a big part. Field has been bunched up behind the safety car. They're coming around once again. And
yellow flag still out.
Yeah, we're going to see that out for probably another couple laps as the safety crews do go around and hook that number 501 up. They'll drop it off the paddock. We'll run down and we'll take a look. Maybe by the time the show ends, but nonetheless, we'll keep you up.
Pace car in the track right now. You can see him lined up. Number 55, number 21 in second place. As they start streaming around, track is still semi-dry. You can see some of the water on the track. You can watch this live on AutobahnCC.com. Hearing some chatter on security channel for making sure that passing regulations are applied. We can see the pace car out in the distance. Go to Autobahn CC right now and take a look at these cars on the track. The Mustang that spun out in turn 14, I believe, now up on the tow truck.
Come in, change that tire. Don't do the splash and dash. Get enough fuel to get you to the 35 area. If you didn't do a full-throttle spit on the gas, it might
Four years NATO did sit, wait for the green flag, and then go immediately to shoot start.
That's the deal I'm doing. Looks like through the track.
Now, we don't see a timer down there, but how important is speed in the pit area and changing drivers? How important is quickly to get in and out of it?
Oh, it's very important getting out of it, because if you could get in, you're not impressed often about, you know, insurances where you could get in and out of your pit box, any seconds, driver, fuel, tires, et cetera, et cetera. Take a look at the old MSO rules, where you could change the driver and fuel the car. Now, once the fuel is done, after everything's done there, you change the tires. So, if you can get out of the pit 30 seconds faster than your competitor, you're talking about a huge difference on the track. And plus, you get
almost half a lap.
Almost, yeah. You have to play off of the time it takes you to get two on the front of the car. So, nonetheless, these drivers can lose no importance of a pit stop. They have feelings, they will have to really exercise and change the tires. We did see that a lot of the drivers, triple, quadruple, did.
So what we're going to see in the future is that you're going to be putting out a camera in the car called Test Pass, going around and actually showing the security at the time, because all of our aerial panels from our top stoppers, because we don't have a lot of fun, because the robot is still empty. Of course, like, okay, Mustang coming across the finish line right now, but it's not a tow truck. I'm going to run down there and
we're going to go back and look at the standings again haven't changed due to the simple fact that there's a yellow flag out and they must stay in order. So the tow truck is off the track officially. We see the flag man waiting for the announcement. Jeremy Scott coming back. About that. Okay, grab the phone. So the team standings will hold until Jeremy gets back. And let's see what's going on out in the track today. Maybe we can say hi to some people here around the country. And she points to this young man over here. Let's see if we can ask his first name and what city you're from.
My name's Jim, and I'm from Kansas City.
You have your hands that far?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're just out here watching a track today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how'd you hear about it?
In the Audubon newsletter.
So you remember here?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's great. It's Steve. Anyone, driver, team, sport, car you're interested in today?
Just watch
the ball. Just a little bit of fun.
Right.
All right. Have a great day here at the track. One of the things we always do, we forget, is we got to do a shout-out to our troops around the world who's protecting our freedom so we can be here today. Would you care to say hi to the troops?
Hi, troops.
There you go. That'll work. Okay. A little bit of fun back here. We're looking at the standings. The flag guy standing out here on the pole at AutobahnCC.com. The pit crews. Looking anxiously, clouds awaiting long in the perch. We have the safety team. They're going to do one more. Yellow flag is still out. You can hear them going. And again, number 32 coming across 177 coming in the pit. Next events that are coming up here. Yellow flag. You got the pace car coming up. But this race is all spread out. Coming back to the start line, still yellow flag is out. Pace car. Ball line in second position. Number 2, number 75. Number 86 coming across the finish line, the pace car going. You can see in turn 1, right across in front of us here, water still on the track. It's picking up on the tires, just about to get dry to go into turn 1. More water back on the track. They come to turn 1, and there's water back crossing the track. Pace car going into turn 4. with the cars coming up. But this, these racers, these 20 racers out here, plus or minus, are all across this entire track right now. So we're going to take a short break, take a look around, coming back again. We're trying to get the second part of the track teamed up, pull him up in front. Flagpost sitting, waiting patiently. Should be back here within 30 seconds as we come back around. And let's look at the stats. As we go to restart the field, get ready. We'll be looking in first place. Number 18, Team Spadoni. Second place, ALM Positioners, number 55. In third place, number 21, Area 51 Motorsports. Number 4, James Stradale. And currently at the mark, number 6, Green Racing. Number 7, H&H Racing. Number 8, Straight Whippin' It. I like that team, Straight Whippin' It. Okay, number 9, Performance Fabricators. Number 10, Affordable Auto Parts. Number 11, AB Racing. Number 12, Old School Car. We are holding on the yellow. About 23 minutes and 25 seconds into the race, yellow flag still out. With the yellow flag still out, Jeremy Scott joins us again down on the track. What's the news down on the track? Head shot! Got a chance here today to talk to all of our friends. Our friend, the McDonald family, happy Father's Day. Thanks for coming again. Have a great day. We're going to get a chance to go right down the coming, down into the paddock area. And what's important about this is that we're going to get a chance to go out and see some of the other things happening here. We're going to be over at the WeatherTech Tech Center. You can hear the speaker in the background. We've got some great thunderstorms coming up, coming back over to the motorcycle side as the yellow flag comes back on the track, and to see if who and or where we come to. We're just walking around,
coming through. We're looking for these guys here. We're going to talk to these guys here. We're going to build some time. We're doing a live show with the Audubon Country Club right now. Can you just tell us who you are and what you're doing here today?
I'm Eric with Racer Cafe, and we're doing tires.
We're doing tires. What kind of tires?
Power changing race tires, street tires, all kinds of tires.
And what city are you from, and what's the website?
It's St. Charles is the city we're from.
60175 or 60174?
What is that? Yeah.
On the other side of the river.
Yeah, so we have a website. It's www.racercafe.com. Hey, whatever. It's been a long day of changing tires and stuff.
And we just got hit with a thunderstorm. We've got another one coming back again. And where are you located in St. Charles? Okay, we're going to go to this guy over here. Here we go. What's your name, sir?
Rob Weinhoff, Racer.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. Avenue and Route and 38th Avenue.
North Avenue and 38.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Okay, right next to Pheasant Run. So you must be on the east or west of Pheasant
Run. Pheasant Run, one block.
One block, okay. Over there by Chili's. You're not
right behind Chili's. This guy knows the area.
It doesn't get any better than that. Let's get that website one more time.
www.racercafe.com.
You can tell these guys are over 31 years old because they're going www. So, as I talk to my son, millennial,
good point.
There we go. See, all of a sudden, you're the old guy. Hey, a shout out again. One more time on the website. Racercafe.com. Oh, I like it. That's a good one. Okay. We're coming back to ground one more time. If anybody was in there, I'll take a quick look to our friends here. Some of the people we met here today, and we get a chance to walk around, we're back out on the track. Business card, it says the following. It says, Rick at sportsbiketracktime.com, Northern Region Director. And I think what's interesting about the reason I got a chance, I was talking to a young man by the name of Dave, his girlfriend, Rodessa, Sport Bike Track Time is a company that puts together motorcycle racing events for first-time or professional racers. We're coming by here, the Castro Trial Motor Coach, GP Capital, Freedom Road Financial, Lucky Brand, Apex Manufacturing, Sport Bike Track Time. Get on the right track. We like that. It's good looking. Okay, so we're back on the other side of the track. We're on the north side of the track right now. As we get out to the north side, this is where the other motorcycles were racing today, the cafe racers. What you should be thinking about any time that you're on in a car or a motorcycle is getting some additional driving instructions. Why do I say that? When we were talking earlier with Nick and Matt and a few others, there are ways to drive a motorcycle to help avoid a potential accident. That's important. Also, at AutobahnCC.com, there's driving schools, the official car, the Scion, one of the great cars that is here today. And bring your son or daughter for driving lessons here. And I tell you what, I know it's a couple of $100, but I'll tell you one thing. If they're able to avoid an accident, or maybe not hit someone or hit an animal or a person, more importantly, wouldn't it be worth a couple hundred dollars coming down to Audubon CC for the teen driving school? We're going to get a chance now to go over to see car number 501 from the Elmhurst racing team. We can tell they're looking pretty disgusted right now. They're not very happy. Car had spun out in the final turn 14, went through the grass, couldn't stop the grass, had no friction with the water on it. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to some of the guys here from the racing team. There he is. There's Mr. Elmhurst. I'd say who you are and what happened out there.
Very, very slick conditions.
My name is Dave Long. I'm racing the number 501.
I like that 501.
Yeah. It's very slick conditions out there. I was out on slicks hoping for the track to dry out. And was catching it on just about every corner, and that one just plain got away from me.
Now, we saw when you come through, it's a turn 14. Is that right? You came through it, and it just went off a little bit to the right, and you went to hit the brakes. You saw the wheels stop, and right across the grass, nothing.
Once you hit that grass, it's like you're on ice. It feels like you accelerate all the way into the guardrail.
Well, how are you? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm absolutely great.
So now we got that done. What about the car? This is a $1 million race car we're looking at here. And the poor thing, oh, my goodness, it's got the whole bumper ripped up there. And you must have slid for over 50 feet.
Yeah, at least that. Felt like forever. Yeah, it absolutely did. Yeah, well, unfortunately, we have to retire today. A lot of the oiling system mounts have cracked, and there's just no easy, simple way to secure it without risking popping the motor.
Yeah. In some courses, we've been on racetracks, they rip the whole front end of the car off and go get back in the race.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Unfortunately, it caught me right in the Achilles heel here.
Well, as long as you're right, that's the number one thing. One of the things that really impress about people is the safety. Let me say it again, safety. God bless you for being all right. All right. So now, right now, what are you guys doing now? Now what happens? You got to take it all apart, dismantle it, or you put it back in the truck, or what happens here?
Right at this point, we're just going to get a few things out of the way so it'll roll easily, and then we're going to stuff it back in the trailer.
Take it back in the trailer.
Exactly.
Name of the team again?
Elmhurst Auto Care Racing.
60126. So we'll tell you the quick story in Elmhurst Ford back in the day. In 1965, the first maroon convertible, 63.5, if I remember correctly, was sold to Edward J. Pastiora in burgundy with a white top and black interior. That was my cousin. In that year, make, model, car, and Mustang, you had the option of buying a small gas-powered Cox engine orange Mustang for $29.95. Today, that car, first car, is now worth over $50,000, and the $29 car is worth $2,900. Go Mustang. Mustang Club of America. We see them down at Chicago Auto Traders again. We just had a great show last year with the Ford Racing Team up in Gingerman, so a shout-out to the Ford Racing Team, and better luck next time. Hey, we always end the show with a shout-out to our troops, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, and Coast Guards, who are protecting our freedom so we can be here today. What would you like to say to that young man or woman defending our freedom?
God bless you for your service. Thank you very much.
That's Elmhurst. Doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, guys. Hey, Talking Cars, always live here at the Autobahn Country Club. Starting them young right there. That's what we want to see. I see this young man brought his three daughters today. Okay. As we come out, always just a little bit of fun and around there. You know, always have the great significant other, wife, girlfriend, spouse, who come out to these tracks and support the racing. A lot of women get into racing now. If you are a female and you're thinking about doing something, come on out to the track. Come on out to Autobahn.com. Take a look around. Lightning in the background. So we want to say a very special thank you to Mark Basso, Kevin Rogers, Ron Davis, Jeremy Scott, everybody here at the Autobahn Country Club. Hey, I'm going to run up here on the podium. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, sit. And I am standing on the winner's circle. We were here on November 14, 2014, for the first annual ALM Enduro Race, 10 o'clock at night at 30 degrees. It was cold. We're back here in June 2015 for the second Enduro here at AutobahnCC.com. It doesn't get any better than that. Let me go back up and end the show. So thanks for joining us today at the Autobahn Country Club. Tune in again to Talking Cars, CARZ.com, with your host. Hey, that's me, Steve Tomaszewski, CEO and founder of the Soldiers Family Radio and TV Talk Show. And if you know a good charity, a military support group that could use a little extra help in advertising and marketing, donate all our services to military support groups, because they are the reason we are here. So remember what we always say, a shout-out to Autobahn Country Club, and thanks for everybody being here. Happy Father's Day coming up. And remember one thing, if you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. I'm Steve Tomaszewski, live from Talking Cars at the Autobahn Country Club in Joliet, Illinois. Godspeed.